Greece hopes to get out of its financial trouble in part with tourist money, maybe from somebody like you. Tourism is already big business in Greece. It accounts for roughly 20% of the economy. But international news coverage of the country's economic meltdown has threatened to keep tourists away. Apparently, violent street protests are not good for business. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens.
Nikolaos Keleiditis is on the phone in a small travel agency in central Athens. His office is empty on a weekend afternoon until a couple of young Australians wander in, looking for a ferry schedule.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your time in Greece.
Thank you.
Your holidays, your explore your senses.
Explore your senses. That's the slogan from the glory days of 2007, when Greece spent 40 million euros to promote tourism. 3 years later, the country is bankrupt. Kelaiditis says his own business has slowed down at least 10% this year, and some estimates say hotel reservations are down 30% nationwide. In the 24 hours after three people were killed in a May 5th demonstration in central Athens, there were nearly 6,000 cancellations at hotels in the city. Kelaiditis got phone calls from his clients.
They say that they watch on the TV violent scenes. The reality is not exactly like that.
But in the glossy world of travel, perception is reality. In Greece, there have been scenes of violence, protesters blocking cruise ships, and travelers stranded at the airport. Susan Neal of Clearwater, Florida, considered canceling her cruise in Greece.
On the TV, you would see the riots and three people killed and just, you know, an inconvenience. We just decided to go ahead and give it a shot, and it's all worked out great.
Any tourism money lost right now hurts at a crucial time, says Jens Bastian. He's a German economist who has lived in Greece for 13 years.
Tourism is the one sector where Greece can regain most easily, most quickly, competitiveness. You don't do that by preventing people from coming to Athens or visiting the country and sending out a message that you're not welcome.
German politicians are not popular in Greece. Greeks see them as the instigators of austerity measures that will mean years of recession ahead. The German media has also played up the rift between the two countries. And that seems to be reflected in the number of Germans avoiding holidays here. Germans usually make up about 15% of visitors to Greece. But the Association of Greek Tourism Enterprises estimates that 300,000 of them will stay away this year. So Greece's tourism ministry is trying to restore the country's image in Germany and beyond. The ministry is promoting Greece with a video that shows whitewashed houses, swimmers in a blue sea, and familiar scenes of Greek dancing and ancient ruins. These scenes are supposed to remind tourists that Greece hasn't changed, says Yorgos Alimonos of the Greek National Tourism Organization.
We don't see tourists as a client. We see us welcoming people into our family. So I think that beside what happened, which was a very limited and very isolated, for Greece, tourism is business as usual.
If Alimonos wants a German couple for the next Greek tourism video, he might try Gert and Rita Amareller, who've just been visiting the popular new Acropolis Museum in Athens.
Oh,
I think it's great. I love it. Really, I love it.
The Amarellers are social workers from the city of Bochum. They've visited Greece every May since the 1970s. Some friends tried to talk them out of coming to Greece this year, but Gert Amareller says he loves the family-run hotel on the island of Paros, where they stay each year.
It's a little bit like coming home, and they are so friendly and treat us so kindly, and it was a special Greek family atmosphere. Yeah, and that's what we love.
After the Amarellers leave the museum, they pass a young busker from Crete named Yannis Kapetanakis, who's playing a lira.
Ο ξένος τώρα βλέπει ένα Έλληνα τρελό.
These days, foreigners see Greeks as crazy people, he says. I think they should see us smiling. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.